见证。
So thanks, Brother Tommy gave us a wonderful testimony.
请大家知道，他就是我们的宣教士啊。
So he was sent one of our missionaries sent by our church.
我们教会是一直都在支持他的。
We continue to support him financially.
所以我们感谢主，我们教会有这样位的年轻的弟兄在穆斯林的。那个地区来宣教，我们感谢主。
Thank God we have such a young brothers and spread the gospel in the Muslim country.
我们现在也请大家低头为他祷告。
So let's bow our head and pray for him.
天父，我们谢谢你，你使用这位我们的弟兄为您在穆斯林的地方传福音。
Dear Heavenly Father, thanks for letting us one of our young brother Tommy to serve in the Muslim community.
我们谢谢你，他给我们的劝勉跟见证。
Thanks for bringing us his wonderful witness.
我们谢谢主，你让我们开眼睛看见传福音的重要。
Open our eyes to see the importance of spreading the gospel.
求主继续使用我们的教会。为你在全世界传福音。
Continue to use our church to spread your gospel.
特别帮助我们，也在我们的邻居、朋友中间、亲戚中传主的福音。
Help us to spread the gospel among our family, relatives, and neighborhood.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thanks for listening to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. 感谢主啊。那今天跟大家讲的题目是仰望将来的奖赏。
So title of today's sermon is Looking for the Coming Reward.
我们大家都喜欢有奖赏，对不对？
Everybody likes reward.
小孩子如果做得好的，他们的工作好，成绩，学校成绩好，我们应该给他们一些奖赏。
When kids bring home a good report card, we should give them some reward.
我们这看电视也看见许多有奖品的、有赏赐的一些节目。
So there's many TV shows about giving reward.
譬如有一个叫做 Jeopardy, 对不对？
One of the popular one called Jeopardy.
你如果答得好的问题，你就有好的奖赏。
So you answer the question correctly, then you have many rewards.
后来有一个什么叫做 Wheel of Fortune.
另外一个幸运轮 Wheel of Fortune.
那如果你的英文好，怎么样拼到字，那你有奖赏了。
So there's a lot of things answering the question. You can get many rewards.
人都喜欢有奖赏的。
We love reward.
如果一个人说不大喜欢奖赏的，无所谓的，那是那种心态啊，我觉得有点问题的。
If they say they don't care about reward, probably it's not normal.
今天有人这样讲，他们说，哎呀，我们基督徒呢，侍奉主啊。不需要去求奖赏。
So some said Christian serving it, though we don't need any reward.
因为我们很爱耶稣。
Because we love Jesus.
我们要侍奉耶稣是从心里来的。
So it's served from our heart.
我们不需要奖赏。
We need no reward.
那他们以为这样是非常属灵了。
So they think that this kind of thinking is very spiritual.
我不大同意。
I do not agree.
我觉得你需要求奖赏啊。
I think you need to search for reward.
你需要求神给你今生、来生都有赏赐，对不对？
So you want the reward from God from this life and future, afterlife.
因为这个是耶稣的主意来的。
Because this is all from Jesus' idea.
你看，马太福音说呢，将来神要按照您的行为报答、回报个人。
Because Jesus said he will reward each person according to what they have done.
同时你再看下去，以弗所书告诉我们呢，我们所做所有的善事，不论您是什么人，都会得到主的赏赐。
Ephesians, because you know that Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do.
如果耶稣要你的赏赐。
So Jesus wants to give you a reward.
不要觉得我是很高清啊，我不需要赏赐了。
So I'm not above the fray, not wanting any reward.
那你的头脑有点问题啊，是吧？
Because something wrong.
神要给你赏赐， 我不笑了。
Because the Lord will reward you.
所以你看保罗怎么讲啊。
So, Paul,
我们一起来念，好吧，请。
So let's read together.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。念英文好不好？
English, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
那这个都是我们所有基督徒都需要追求，在生活上来做的一件事情。
So there's something every Christian should strive to do.
那我们要得奖赏是什么时候得的奖赏呢？
So when are we getting the reward?
哥林多前书三章七到十五节呢，不需要念，大家自己看啊。希望你看到，或者你找圣经，你就知道呢。这里告诉我们，神要审判我们的。
So according to First Corinthians, there is judgment.
那保罗这样讲，他说。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也不算得什么。
So sowing and watering doesn't mean anything.
只在那叫他生长的神。
Because God meant it to grow.
那个意思就是说，无论你是做牧师的好，或者宣教士的我们所做的工呢，算不得什么。
So even as a pastor or missionary, our work is limited value.
有些姐妹常常跟我讲，就是哎呀，感谢主啦，你将来一定得到很大奖赏啦，因为你是牧师。
So brother and sister will talk to me, pastor, you're a pastor, you will get a big reward later on because you're a pastor.
讲得很清楚，算不得什么。
But according to these verses, doesn't mean anything.
但是算的是什么样呢？就在耶稣给你的根基上。建立一些工程
So build on the foundation of Jesus.
因为那已经立好的根基呢，就是耶稣了。此外，没有人立别的根基。
Because Jesus is the only foundation, no other foundation other than Jesus.
那圣经讲呢，如果人有用金银宝石、草木活秸在这根基上建造。个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来。
Because it doesn't how you build, either from gold, silver, costly stone, hay or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light.
那个时候，我们所做的，在耶稣基督给我们的工程，就是信了耶稣以后啊。要建立这个东西工程呢，神会来用火来试验我们。
So after believing Jesus, we're building something, and the work will be tested through fire.
那个火是代表神的审判。
The fire means judgment from God.
主耶稣要审判看我们为他做了什么东西。
During judgment day, God will see what we have done for him.
有些人说我为神做了一些事啊。
So you may say we've done this and this for the Lord.
但是如果我们所做的只是为自己自私，或者是随随便便没有忠心做的，可能你的活结你所做的就像草，像木头，像一些火，随便火一烧就没有了。
If your motive is just for yourself and you haven't done everything right.Then your work will be just like hay or stubble burned by fire.
但是如果你做的是金银宝石，就是火烧，没有所谓，还是存留的。
So if you build with gold, silver, or stone, so the fire cannot burn them.
那请各位注意哦，很厉害，在十四节，神的话告诉我们，人在那根基上所建造的工程，若存到住，他就得到赏赐。
So according to verses 14, if what you build withstand the test of fire, then you will get the reward.
人的工程如果被烧了，就有亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救，乃像火里经过的一样。
So verses 15, if this burn up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet he will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames.
这个意思是所有基督徒都要受审判。
So all Christians will be judged.
但是可以得救。
But salvation is secured.
为什么?
Why so?
因为得救是本乎恩典，不是因为你做什么的。
Because salvation is based on grace, not by work.
所以永生跟主的赏赐是有分别。
Salvation, eternal life, and the reward from God is two different things.
今天你只是很简单，你认罪悔改，耶稣赦免我的罪，我愿意接受你做我的救主，那你就永生了。今天就可以永生了，得到神的给你的新的生命了。
So once you repent, accept Jesus as your personal Savior, then you will have eternal life. It's right on this spot. Because God so loved you. So God loves everyone in the world. So if you repent, He will forgive you and give you peace. On the day you see God, you will be saved.
但是有没有奖赏呢?
But whether you receive reward,
那个要工作了,
then that's work.
你为耶稣做了什么东西呢?
What you have done for Jesus.
你说我有啊,
you said, yes, I did something.
我来教会打扫啊,
so I came and cleaned the church.
那但是我问一问你, 你来清洁打扫，帮助教会是为什么原因呢？
But why you come and clean the church?
是因为你看其他的人都做，你不做不好意思。
Because of peer pressure, everybody doing it.
因为刚刚好那天我没有什么事做了。
Or I happen to be free.
过来教堂做做事啦。So
I come and clean the church.
做完了又大家来赞赏鼓掌。Then
everybody will appreciate what I have done.
对不起，我告诉你，你没有奖赏啊。Sorry,
you won't get reward this way.
神会审判你的动机，对不对？
God will judge your motive.
只看你做得好不好。
And not only how well you've done it.
如果他觉得好，哎，你就有赏赐了。
Depending on how well you've done according to His will.
但是你会不会得救呢? 你会永远得救。
But you will be forever saved.
但是好像火烧的一样。
Just like escaping through the flame.
那就是说神会在审判的时候 让你经过一些很严重的来检查你 看你的生命是怎么样。
So you will go through severe tests during the judgment day.
那个时候是什么时候呢?
So when was the judgment time?
圣经讲的就是主耶稣再来的时候。
It's the second coming of Jesus.
神会揭露你心中所有的隐情, 你从前到底动机是怎么样, 你侍奉主的态度怎么样, 你为主做了什么, 通通神都看见。
He will bring to light what is hidden in the darkness. Everything will be manifested.
如果你做得好, 神答应, 你会得到他的称赞。
If you've done well, He will give you reward and praise you.
那就是说神会奖赏你的。
And God will give you reward, praise.
等于你的孩子做得好的时候, 孙子做得好的时候, 你会赞赏他, 对不对?
Just like when your kid and grandkid did something well, you will give them reward.
那你知道，这个耶稣再来的时候了，在什么地方神会审判你，审判我呢？
So where's the spot for judgment?
圣经讲得很清楚。So
it's clearly.
这里说，因为我们众人必要在基督台前受审判。
All appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
按照本身所行或善或恶受报。
So that each of us may receive what is due for us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
这个基督台前是什么意思呢?
So what does it mean about judgment seat of Christ?
这个审判是专门为基督徒预备的。
So it's only for Christians.
将来审判有两个不同的台，不同的审判的台。
There are two different judgment seats.
一个是基督台前的审判，是为基督徒的。
So judgment seat of Christ is for Christian only.
另外一个叫做白色的大宝座，那个审判，哎呀，问题来，那个就是不信主的人也会受审判。
There's another judgment seat of great white throne. That's for non-believer.
我今天求主帮助你，不会在那个不信主的面前的人受审判。
So I hope you will not be judged at the great white throne.
你只是在基督的台前信主的那个地方，众人的地方来受审判。
So I hope everyone of you will be judged at the judgment seat of Christ.
那神就是要看看你到底可以得到赏赐不赏赐了。
Then Jesus will decide whether you will receive reward or not.
你为神做了什么事可以得审判呢？
So what have you done for him?
第一件就是你为神做的小事。
It's all about the little things.
你看马可福音讲你是属基督，因为你是属基督。给你一杯水喝的，我实在告诉你，他不能不得赏赐。
Truly, I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name, because you belong to the Messiah, will certainly not lose their reward.
那就是你为任何一个基督徒做一个很小的事，喝一杯水神都会赏赐你。
So, trivial thing like a cup of water to fellow Christian, God will give you reward.
那这个是很感谢主的。
So we like to thank God for that.
无论你为神真的动机好，完全为耶稣做了任何一个小事，在教会帮助基督徒，神一定会纪念，也记录你为他所做的。
As long as what you've done some motivations for Jesus, God will remember everything.
第二件事情，你有什么得到赏赐呢？
The second thing is, how can you get reward?
就是你能够喂养那些贫乏软弱的人。
It's feed the poor and the weak.
你看，耶稣讲得很清楚。
So it's clearly stated.
他说，你请人家来吃饭，晚饭、午饭，他说你要请那些贫穷的、软弱的、有需要的，请他吃饭。
So we should invite the poor and the weak.
但是今天我们请客就是刚刚相反了，
But nowadays, we do it the opposite way.
最有钱的朋友请他来吃饭。
So we invite the richest friend.
Yeah, 那个最有影响的哦，如果 Donald Trump 来我家说，一定要请他吃饭。
So we like to invite influential person like Donald Trump.
请 Hillary 吃饭，那个是最好啊。
So we invite Hillary as well. They're influential.
神说这个我不会纪念你。
But God will not remember you for that.
凡是不能报答你的，很贫穷的，软弱的，有病的，在医院里面的，在老人院根本不能动的那些人，你去喂他，你去帮助他，这个有审判了。
So you help those in the hospital, the poor, the invalid, the crippled, the blind.Then you'll be blessed.
这个就是神给你有赏赐了。
That's a reward from God.
给你得到报答了。
So that will repay you. You'll be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous.
感谢主。那第三件是什么事情得到赏赐呢？
So the third thing you can get reward.
就是在管理工作有忠心为主的。
So faithful in the stewardess.
那这个赏赐蛮大，你看。
So it's a big reward.
耶稣他告诉我们说，他说你良善的仆人啊，你在最小的事情忠心，我给你一些本钱，你赚了十块，哇，厉害！他说我给你权柄管十座的城。
So well done, good servant, because you have been faithful in very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities.
那一块钱很小事嘛，对啊。
So $1 is a trivial.
但是你为主赚了十块。
But you make a profit $10 for the Lord.
神的奖赏厉害哦。
So that's a great reward.
神创造人是让我们为他做管理的事情。
So God created us to be His steward.
神在找哪些忠心侍奉他的人。
God is looking for good servant.
什么叫做忠心侍奉呢？
So what does it mean, loyal, good servant?
就是你有这个工作，你每个礼拜都去做，每天都去做。
So you showed up for work day after day, week after week.
那当然你说，哎呀，我有时候有病不能做，那神知道。
If you're sick, that's fine. God knows.
有时候你说，哎呀，我都要一个 vacation， 我要去有一些休息，那是可以的。
Sometimes you need vacation and rest. That's fine too.
但是你侍奉主的时候，每个月都有一次 vacation 啊，每个月都要做的啊，每个月至少两三次不来教堂，有问题哦。
But if you didn't show up two or three times a week, then there's a problem.
那可能教会没有你不行哦，他很需要你。
Because the church needs you.
但是神不会高兴。
And God will be displeased.
因为你做事不忠心。
Because you're not a good servant.
你靠不住。
You're not dependable.
就是随时我为神教会做件事，我不做，我也不告诉人啊。我自己喜欢怎么样就怎么样。
So come and go as you please.
哦，这个教会，哎呀，很自由嘛。我们进信会啊，什么都可以啊。我喜欢就来，不喜欢就不来了。
So anything goes. It's a free will. So I come and go as I please.
神让你这样做。
God allows you to do that.
你有没有赏赐呢？绝对没有。我可以保证你。
I can guarantee you will not receive reward.
因为你这个就是不忠心的人呢。
Because you're not a loyal good servant.
你如果照顾自己的孩子，照顾自己的家庭，是这样子的一个父母，你可以做好的父母吗？
So if you do so as a parent, you will not be a good parent.
弟兄姐妹，我们要忠心在侍奉主的工作。
So we need to be loyal and be a good servant.
然后神也告诉我们呢，为主受逼害的人也会得到赏赐。
So those who are prosecuted for Jesus will receive reward.
耶稣讲得很清楚啊。
So it's clearly stated.
人为我的缘故虐待你，对你不好，感谢主，你在天上的赏赐很大。
So because they insult you and reject you, name of evil, because the Son of Man.
刚才黄弟兄告诉我们，在 Muslim 的地方信耶稣的受逼害。
So Brother Tommy just shared with us the Muslim convert will be prosecuted in Muslim country.
他们一定得赏赐。
But they definitely will receive reward.
但是你说美国没有什么东西啊。
But they said there is no prosecution in America.
也有啊。
But there's persecution in America too.
有些人为着你是基督徒，你是教会，你是信圣经所讲的，他看小你啊。
Because people look down upon you as a Christian because you quote Bible.
今天美国的文化大家都知道，越来越离开圣经的文化了。
American culture is going further, further away from Bible.
甚至乎有些人公开说十字架要除掉，不要山上的十字架。
So people even openly try to remove the cross on the hilltop.
这个就等于在温州，在中国温州地方，那些共产党要所有十字架要拿掉，教会的十字架不要十字架，差不多了。
Just like communist China, they want to remove cross.
总有一天我们会看见美国的文化是反对基督徒了。
So the American culture is opposing Christianity now, more and more.
但是你不要害怕，你为主的。
Fear not, because we're persecuted for Jesus.
人家不体谅你。
So they don't understand you.
但是神纪念你的。
God remember you.
特别那些为主牺牲的人。
Especially martyred.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你为福音撇下房屋、弟兄姐妹、父母、儿女、田地，没有不在今世的百倍，这是房屋、弟兄姐妹、母亲、儿女、田地，并且要受逼迫，来世必得永生。
Truly I tell you, Jesus replied, no one who has left home or brothers or sister or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, homes, brothers, sister, mothers, children, and fields, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life.
弟兄姐妹们，我们知道侍奉主并不容易。
We all know it's not easy to serve the Lord.
会有牺牲的。
We need sacrifice.
在世界上不一定会有财富。
You may not be rich in this world.
不一定有很好的关系。
So you may not have good connection.
因为他们不喜欢耶稣，也不喜欢你。
Because people in the world don't like Jesus and they may not like you either.
神说您一定受赏赐的什么。
But God said you will receive reward.
同时有些赏赐是特别的冠冕给你的。
And then there's some special crown.
神答应有五个冠冕是赐给那些侍奉他的人。
So Jesus promised crown for people who served him.
第一个是公义的冠冕。
The first one is the crown of righteousness.
那些冠冕就是像保罗一样，能够忠心的守主道，没有离开教会，没有离开耶稣，同时等候主耶稣的显现，知道主要快来，我等候他。这些人有公义的冠冕。
Just like Apostle Paul kept the faith and persevere and wait for the second coming of Jesus.
请你注意最后一句，保罗讲不但是给我，也是给凡爱慕他显现的人。
So it's not just for me and for those love Christ, love his appearance.
那今天我们爱慕他的显现吗？
So do we love his appearance?
我们知道世界许多事情都越来越变坏了。
So we know it's a constantly changing world.
那您知道耶稣快要来了。
So we know the second coming of Christ is soon.
你爱慕他的，你会得赏赐。
So if you love him, you will receive reward.
同时你也可能得到一个不能坏的冠冕。
And you will get the crown of righteousness that will last forever.
Yeah, 这个不毁坏的，这个不能坏的冠冕呢，是给哪一些有目标侍奉神的人。
The incorruptible crown is for those who serve God with discipline and purpose.
我们知道做基督徒在世界上也不容易。
So it's not easy to be a Christian in this world.
我们有些仇敌。
So we have enemies
破坏我们的
and try to destroy us.
一个我们的仇敌呢，就是魔鬼撒旦，神的敌人。
So it's the adversary Satan.
你要做好的基督徒吗？他用各样方法来攻击你的。
So all kinds of attack from Satan.
然后呢，我们知道自己也有一些软弱。
We have our own weakness.
罪性让我们不侍奉神。
Old self, sin nature prevent us from serving Lord.
那世界有许多的引诱，让我们都离开神。
Temptations.
所以保罗说，你要操练。
That's why we need discipline.
Yeah, 你要知道对付这些东西。
So that you can overcome those.
能够有目标，你在侍奉上设立一个好目标。
So that you can serve with a good purpose.
我可以跟您讲，今天你坐在这里，如果你对侍奉神没有一个好的自己决定的目标呢，你不会做一个成功的基督徒。
If you don't serve with purpose, you will not be a successful Christian.
你说，哎呦，我不是想去穆斯林去传教啊。
So I won't be able to spread the gospel in Muslim country.
哎，但是神可能给你一个目标，你家的对面呐、或者隔壁啊，有一个还没有信主的一个中国人呐、你有没有跟他传福音呢？
But there may be a Chinese family just across the street or down the block. Have you spread gospel to them? Have you prayed for them?
那如果你有个目标,
if you have a purpose,
我愿意常常帮他,
you want to help
我
愿
意认识他,
you want to get to know
我也
him,
请他来吃饭,
invite him for dinner,
我向他传福音,
and then spread the gospel.
你就有这个目标了, 对不对?
That's your purpose.
或者在你的工作的场所里面,
or at your workplace.
你看见有一个人很需要帮助的。
You're someone who needs help.
你愿意帮助他。
You're willing to help.
你有机会也跟他讲讲信耶稣的好处。
And when up in your time, you spread the gospel.
这个是你的目标了。
So that's your purpose.
或者你家庭里面有些需要。
And there's some needs in your family.
有些亲戚他们实在贫困，需要你的帮助。
And some of your relatives may be poor, need your help.
你为他祷告。
And you pray for them.
你有个目标，神啊，你侍奉他，帮助我来帮助这个贫困的一个家人。
And ask God, that's your purpose to help the poor relatives and family.
你会得不能坏的冠冕。
Then you will get incorruptible crown.
神会使用你的。
God will use you.
还有一个呢，就是喜乐的冠冕了。
And the crown of joy.
为什么是喜乐呢？
How's the joy?
因为你能够领人归耶稣，信耶稣。
Because you can lead others to be disciples.
你能够带领一个人信耶稣，亲自看见无论是谁了，你带领他的信耶稣，你就会非常满足快乐的。
If you lead a person to Christ, you'll be so overjoyed.
不单止现在。
Not only now.
在将来，耶稣给你喜乐的冠冕。
In the future, Jesus will give you the crown of joy.
好，还有一个是荣耀的冠冕。
And a crown of glory.
好，那个什么样得到荣耀的冠冕呢？
Who can receive the crown of glory?
就是在教会愿意侍奉做领袖的。
Is willing to be a willing and exemplified church leader.
在教会做领袖不容易。
It's not easy to be a leader in the church.
因为你做得好，也没有什么人来欣赏的。
Even though you do good things, it may not be appreciated.
做得一点不好的，大家都来埋怨了。
But if you didn't do a good job, everybody will complain.
我们需要学习彼得的榜样。
We need to learn the example of Peter.
甘心去侍奉主。
Willing to serve.
无论人对我怎么样，我还是照样喜乐的侍奉他。
Regardless of how people perceive.
同时做领袖的时候，要做好的榜样。
And be a good example.
因为人家看到我们的。
Because we're the witness.
我们能够做有好的榜样，他们也会侍奉主了。
If we could be a good role model, then someone else will follow and serve.
神给你一个荣耀的冠冕。
Then God will give you the crown of glory.
感谢主。
Thanks, the Lord.
也可以有一个生命的冠冕。
Also, we can have the crown of life.
那这个冠冕，神是愿意给所有人的。
God is willing to give everyone the crown of life.
所有基督徒都可以得到。
So all Christians can receive it.
因为雅各书说，人受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验之后，必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给哪些爱他之人的。
Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who loved him.
那个试探其实原文就是试炼的意思。
So it's a trial and tribulation.
圣经讲得很清楚，在启示录都讲，如果你能够为主忍受一些试炼的时候呢，你会得到冠冕。
According to Revelation, if you stood the test, you will receive the crown of life.
这个生命的冠冕是究竟怎么样漂亮，我不晓得。
I don't know how beautiful the crown of life is.
但是神就是说，你永远会得到这个冠冕的。
But it lasts forever.
因为你肯坚持来侍奉主。
Because you persevere under trial.
今天不是所有人都坚持侍奉主。
Not everyone can persevere in serving.
很可惜，有些朋友、弟兄姐妹侍奉了一阵子就离开了。
Some people serve and left.
为什么离开？
Why they left?
我没有得到什么帮助。
Because I didn't receive enough help.
我做得很好，人家都不欣赏。
So I did a lot, but people did not appreciate.
我没有办法进步。
So there's no improvement.
我就去找另外一些侍奉的工厂了。
So I try to find other place to serve.
可能神会这样来引导我们，神可能这样带领我们。
Sometimes God leads you this way.
但是有一点你必须考虑。
But you have to consider one thing.
今天在神的工作里面侍奉的时候，在教会的侍奉的时候呢，我们是受试炼。
So serving in church is under trial.
没有一个教会是完全。
There's no perfect church.
没有一个侍奉的工厂是都是很快乐侍奉主，不一定。
So we may not be overjoyed all the time.
如果你不能够去受试炼，不能够坚持的侍奉主的时候，对不起，你没有生命的冠冕。
If you cannot persevere under trial, then you will not receive the crown of life.
啊，你说钟牧师，你讲的太严重了。
Maybe you're too serious.
这个是圣经讲的。
But this is according to Bible.
凡是基督徒都会受过试炼。
So everyone as a Christian will go through trial. 哪一个人不会在世界受试炼啊？No one is exempt.
如果你一生都是这样好，这样快乐，样样样都顺利，哎呀，感谢主，很好。
You are always prosperous. God bless you.
但是我很少见到这样的人。
But I rarely see people like that.
总有困难嘛。
There's always difficulty.
那你就站起来。
Then you have to you knock down stand up.
坚持的帮助别人。
Persevere and help others.
坚持的为主。
And persevere to serve the Lord.
您有什么奖赏呢？
Then you will receive what kind of
reward? 你看见这个太空的那个印象吗？
So this is a cosmic image.
哦，只有一个，我以为有两个。
So I thought there were two, but only one.
因为你看看太空啊。哇，太多宇宙，太多星球，几千千万万的在太空里面都是神所创造的。
So you can see God created the universe, infinite.
将来您可能有一份在哪些宇宙里面为主做工啊。
So you may be served in the universe for Lord.
神给你一些东西去管理啊。
God give you something to be in charge.
哇，这个是很大的荣耀，对不对？
So that's a great honor.
那你一定要坚持忠心去侍奉。
So we have to persevere in serving.
神就施恩给你了。
God will.
愿主帮助大家弟兄姐妹。
May God bless you and help you.
今天所有弟兄姐妹都得到奖赏。
So everyone here can receive the reward.
因为你坚持侍奉主。
Because you persevere in serving the Lord.
低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
听到美好的见证。
So we can receive the wonderful witness today.